Wednesday, 12/23/25. How Faith Works, Part 23. We're going to look at the Word of Faith. What exactly is the Word of Faith? I believe what we know it's not. When you don't get any results, you know I ain't the Word of Faith. Making faith confessions does renew the mind. It gets the mind right to receive what we need from God. Making confessions alone, though, will not be enough, because we must have the Holy Spirit connection for it to be truly the Word of Faith. This is a word that moves a mountain or causes a circumstance to change immediately or begin to change. If faith confessions alone could have done it, we would have been spiritual giants. Speaking the Word of God does cause faith to come. This is how a person is born again. Let's look at Romans chapter 10 here, 6 of 10. That's not where it's at. Let's see here. Starting with 6, but the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, heart here means thoughts, feelings, or the mind. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth. That's the thoughts, the feelings, and the mind. This is that renewing process. You don't save yourself. The Holy Ghost does the saving work. He does the act. It's not just your confession that does the act. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. It is in this process that your mind connects with the Spirit and results are seen in the natural realm. Jesus demonstrated it to his disciples and said they would do it also. Not going to be long today, but it's got some good nuggets in it. Mark 11. We're just going to look at verse 20 through 24 because we already know Jesus saw the fig tree and he needed something to eat and it didn't have any fruit. So he cursed it and it dried up from the roots. And later, verse 20, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance unto him, saying, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto him, have faith in God. Maybe we've had it to where we have to have the faith, but it says have the faith of God. Maybe it's because we are trying to work it. This is a spiritual thing. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. This is how I believe the word of faith works, just like it does whenever you cast out devils by the finger of God. You're not going to cast out a devil in your own flesh. I don't care what you say. You've got to have the finger of God to do that. It's the same one with faith. This is the faith of God. We're using his faith. He put us in us a measure of faith. to operate, just like he operated. Okay? Speaking the word is all part of the process, but just speaking any words will not do it. Where I failed as a faith person is thinking it would happen if I could just say it enough, and it did not, and I didn't engage the Holy Spirit in it, and I just said it over and 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 over. I didn't engage the Holy Spirit in that process. It was a fleshly process. It was renewing my mind, okay, but I wasn't connecting with the Holy Spirit, so zero power. It was when I engaged in the Spirit process and made the connection that I saw tangible results. Okay, with that, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Verse 20. Is that right? Matthew 12, 30. No, I'm wrong. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I just read that. This is Matthew 12, 34. Jesus speaking here, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. And I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. I mean, this spans itself out. People are speaking the wrong thing and getting it all over the earth, and not even realizing they're doing it. Idle words. Right here, idle. Inactive, unemployed, lazy, or useless. We must have the helper's connection in this process, or we're just idle. It's just an idle work. Okay, go to Romans now. Romans 8. You know, I think it would be, I asked the Lord myself about something I'm dealing with. It's been some months back, and I said, what am I to say about this? I just said, what am I to say about this, Lord? He said, say you're well. Say you're well. So that's what I say. All right, this is Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That's our weaknesses. We can't connect. What gives here, Lord? Can't connect. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Before we go into blabbing it and trying to grab it, we ought to be asking the Holy Spirit, what do I do? What's your plan for this? What is the word you'd have me speak? What would you have me do instead of this? I thank you, Lord. 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 I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm telling you. Where are you at? Where are you plumb out? He's here to help us with these inabilities and these infirmities. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He's there to help you connect in faith with God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. When you do it this way, you line yourself up to get that spiritual connection instead of just starting your list. Understand? Just starting your list. Idle words. Just saying stuff. Well, this is what they told me to do at that seminar I went to. Well, I don't care what they told you. You need to talk to the Holy Spirit about it first, is what I think. He's here to help. He's called the helper. I personally do not make many confessions because I want to know the word that the Holy Ghost has for me to say so I can get results. In other words, instead of just thinking I ought to be saying this and I ought to be saying that and I ought to be doing this and I ought to be doing that, that's what made me so frustrated, was because I was doing all these things and I wasn't getting any results. Because this faith teacher said I should do this and this book says I ought to do that. No, that's not what it says. Okay, that may result in some heavy praying to get there. You know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you don't wait, you can't mount up. We've done a lot of spinning our wheels, and it's time to stop. The Holy Spirit's just a waiting, saying, well, they'll get a hold of it, I guess, sometime, and I'll be here waiting to help them if they'll let me. A lot of people live and die in serious condition because they don't understand. This is a spiritual connection. All right, it will keep us from wasting our time with idle, non-working words, just saying stuff, just doing stuff. Isn't that the churchy way? Well, you need to get in here and get committed and submitted. Well, you know, I guess that's good in itself if you're in a fellowship and they need help, but the thing is, you need to be led by the Spirit. And the one you need to get committed and submitted to is the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Okay, just saying stuff because we heard the faith teacher say it won't cut it. It worked for them because they had the spiritual connection to go with it. But we cannot expect it to work for us unless we make that connection ourselves. Jesus said that the words that he spoke were not independent. It wasn't just a rogue branch. Ever see a tree that's got rogue branches? Ruins the whole tree, and it will stunt the growth of the tree. Here's that limb just going out there. Yeah? I think I can. You understand? We've watched this for decades. It may seem kind of funny, but it's the truth. We need to quit wasting our time. Quit spinning our wheels. It's time to listen to the Holy Spirit. He is there to help us in every endeavor. And if he don't say nothing, I guess you don't do anything. You know, with what I've been going through for quite a while, I just come to the realization most days that, well, I guess if you're not saying nothing, ain't nothing to be concerned about, right? You ain't saying nothing, ain't nothing to be concerned about. Because you're a physician. You're everything. You're our all in all. We look to you. We don't look to the world. A few more scriptures. John 14:10. The Lord wants us to enter his rest. Abraham believed God and is accounted unto him for righteousness. He believed God, what God said. When he was past the age to be able to father a child, his wife was too old to have one. But he gave thanks and praise to God, it said. Knowing he was able to make it come to pass. There's the Holy Ghost. They bring it to pass in our life. We just get in agreement with him. Yes, my mind is fully renewed to the fact that this is all in you. And I believe you and I thank you for it. Thank you it's already done. And he's doing the work, not us. Trying to get an answer, trying to do this. Wearing ourselves out till we feel like we're just going to fall over. Okay, 14:10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth works. Well, imagine that. Father's doing it. Jesus didn't take credit for anything because he knew Father's doing it through me. any more than we can, if a miracle happens or something, we can't take credit for that. Oh, they're a great healer. No, they just have a great healer living on the inside of them, okay? John 15. Jesus said here, I'm the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Identify. Done a lot of nothing. But when I connect with the Holy Ghost, when that hooks up, nothing can stop what is coming. Ephesians 2, and God gets the glory. Well, I did this, I did that. No, the Holy Ghost did it. Jesus wouldn't take credit for the works that he did. He said, Father in me is doing the work. He came to show us the way. All right, this is Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, last scripture. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. If you can't save yourself, how are you going to heal yourself or prosper yourself? You ain't going to be able to. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So it's about Father's work in us, not our own works. Okay.